So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is a fun aficionado. What an awesome job title. Welcome, Melanie Whitaker.
Hello.
Mel helps women build their self-esteem, burst through fear, and just really fall in love with their lives. And she's just so much fun to have around. I had to bring her in to chat with you today and just bring up your spirits. So Mel, why don't you tell me what made you attracted to having fun in your life?
I know, that sounds like a really weird question, doesn't it?
But I don't know.
So I've always been fun. You know, I've always liked to go to the parties and the clubs and all of that. And, you know, in a nutshell, when the economy tanked in the UK, I, like many people around the world, had a complete and utter life change. That life change meant I had to relocate. I was doing work I didn't enjoy. I was earning money that, quite frankly, was pitiful. And I'd lost a lifestyle. Now, when you like fun and you can't afford fun and you are not living in flow and what feels really good to you, you lose your va-va-voom. And I just was feeling very low. And then one day I decided to take myself on a workshop. And I saw this workshop, which was teaching you how to make soaps and skincare. And you know what it made me realize? I've always worked in offices all my life, so I've never allowed my creativity to come through. By going to that workshop, not only did I make some really nice girly products that was lovely to use when I got home, but it made me think outside the box. And I felt so happy making the products that when I got home, I thought I should pursue this because I really enjoy it.
You know, I just want to pause and acknowledge, first of all, I think sometimes some of us will get ideas for workshops. I'm just putting it from the other person's point of view. And then some people are retreats and then you'll pull back and won't do it. But look what happens when that person, if they hadn't done their workshop and you hadn't gone, like your whole life wouldn't have changed. So, you know, that just brings up for me, like the entrepreneur who has the idea, who has the burst of creative enthusiasm for something, it really tells me, you know, hey, roll with it. You don't know whose life you might change. You just don't even know.
So true. So true.
Yeah, I love it. So maybe tell me a little bit about your group. You have a fun group on Facebook.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that and how you came about building that.
Well, I was already making my skincare and then I was in touch with another amazing coach online, and she saw potential in me and really helped me, and we decided to set up this group. And I've got to be honest with you, I am new to the online world. You know, like I've only been on Facebook a couple of years, which, you know, by most people's standards, that's what so I'm new. And she helped me set up a group, and I just kept saying to her, I want to help women because I'm seeing so many women who are really dissatisfied with their lives. They're not happy. They're just these walking robots. So basically my group it's dedicated purely to women because that's my target audience. And it's a chance for a woman to come in the group, be herself. She can whack up things that make her smile. It's support for one another. Like, I'm new to being on video. I've shared very vocally with my group, I'm scared of being on video. You know, I don't come in like this shiny, put together human being because no one is. You know, I go in my group, and if I'm on a really crap day, then I say I'm on a crap day. I might be about fun, but I'm also real, and you can't be happy 24/7. And some days are going to be, quite frankly, crap. Now, you need to address that and you need support. And I think so many people are seeking community right now. This is why groups are exploding on Facebook. So my group, if you wanted to come over to the group, it's about finding a group of women who support one another.
Tell everyone the name.
Called Mel's Plan to Play.
Okay. Say it one more time, Mel.
Yeah, Mel's Plan to Play.
Okay, cool. So I have another question for you.
Oh, go on.
So what showed up for me when you were talking was just this sort of like, I don't know, this, the outside the box thing you said really came home to me. I have two daughters myself, and it's like none of us fit into anything exactly the right way. Like we're all radical rebels. So tell me a little bit about that, living outside the box and what that looks like and how we can be that and still be kind of ourselves, even if we don't fit in.
Oh my God. I absolutely love that question. Oh my God, I love it. Thinking outside the box means, like, I'm quirky, right? So my nickname from being very, very small was Mad Mel. So like everyone always said, you know, you're nutty, but in a good way. Now, I really don't care. Like, I know sometimes, I mean, I'm going to be honest and I get self-conscious, but at the end of the day, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. Now, like I said to you, I'd always worked in offices. Now, when you work in an office, you'd have to work in something like advertising or marketing for it to be really out there and for them to, you know, want you to bounce off walls and come out with these genius ideas. Most offices are not like that. Most offices are where you go in, you put your head down, and really most offices don't want you to express your personality. So the only way you get to express your personality is at home. So if that's going on for you now when you're listening to this and you're like, well, I can't really express myself at work, express yourself at home. Like, tap in to what makes you so happy. And whatever that thing is, you need to pursue that. It could be art. It could be that you want to take up a dance class in the area. Maybe you're like cooking. I don't care. I say this to my women every day. You have to do what makes you happy, and you don't need permission.
That's
you don't
right.
Don't toe the line. You need That's to right. do what your heart says. I call it a heart tug because your heart is always talking to you.
There you go. Listen, it's been so much fun. The time went by so fast. Tell us, tell me one book that you liked that inspired you in your life, and then tell us a website where we can find you.
Oh my God, one book that inspired me. Wow. Because I've not really read a lot of books recently. I'm really into a lot of the stuff you can get with Hay's House. So I remember Louise Hay wrote a book about, I think it was called You Can Change Your Life.
Cool.
And again, that's a mindset thing, isn't it? It's about believing in you, loving yourself.
Yeah.
Which fits my message as well, so...
Perfect. And then what's your, where can we find you?
You can find me online. My website is www.melsplantoplay.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.